and long, stardate 42494.8. The Enterprise is bound for Star Station India to rendezvous with a Starfleet medical courier. We've been told only that our presence is imperative. Hopefully, the mission will give me further opportunities to assess the performance of our new chief medical officer. Come.
You wanted to see me, Captain?
Yes. Counselor. Come. Sit down. Counselor. You've had the opportunity to observe Dr. Pulaski for some time now. How would you evaluate her as a chief medical officer?
I've never met a more dedicated physician. I would say she has a passion for her work.
Yes, of course. I entirely agree. Is it possible that such consuming dedication could interfere with her judgment?
I feel your concern, Captain, but I don't share it. Perhaps because I've had the opportunity to spend more time with her and get to know her better.
Yes, perhaps you're right.
Captain, we are picking up a faint distress signal on an open subspace frequency. It appears to be coming from an adjacent sector.
Respond on the same frequency. You locked onto that transmission?
Aye, sir. A voice-only transmission from the USS Lantry, a Federation supply ship.
USS Lantry, this is Picard of the Enterprise. What is the nature of your emergency?
Can't hold out anymore. I'm dying. To help.
We are still receiving the signal, Captain, but there is no message.
Lantry, are you under attack? Lantry?
Final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Two milliparsecs, bearing 30 at 145 degrees, sir.
Number one. You better take a look. What kind of vessel is she?
The Lantry is a Class 6 Federation supply ship assigned to the Gamma 7 sector. Captain L.I. Talaka commanding. Normal complement, 26 officers and crew.
Armed?
Class 3 defensive only.
She's still underway.
Aye, sir.
Adjust course to intercept warp 7.
Adjusting course to intercept. Warp 7, sir. bearing. Transfer to bridge. We are closing on the Lantry, Captain.
Take us out of warp. Establish parallel course, match speed.
Yes, sir.
Hailing frequencies. Holden. Lantry, this is the Enterprise. Captain Tolokka, this is Picard of the Enterprise. Do you read me?
No life signs, Captain.
Castle.
Nothing, Captain.
What else have we got in the neighborhood?
No other vessels of any kind within 2 parsecs.
No battle damage.
All systems seem functional, Captain. Everything is in perfect order.
We have to board her, Captain.
Possibly, Mr. Worf. Number one, if we gain control of her systems remotely, we could activate the view screen. That way, at least we could look at the bridge. Agreed. Computer. Security override request.
Identify.
Picard, Jean-Luc, Captain, USS Enterprise. Request control access. Starfleet ship. USS Lantry, ISO Tolokka Kamadi.
Enter access code.
Omicron, Omicron, Alpha, Yellow, Daystar, 27. Enable.
I have verified receipt of the access codes for the Lantry, Captain.
Grand. Commence operation.
The first move will be to shut down the engines.
Standing by, Commander.
The Lantry computer reports access codes received and accepted, sir.
Six man alert, Captain.
The interlock is engaged. The Lantry is responding, sir.
We have override control of our bridge, Captain. All systems answering.
All right.
Let's have a look. Lantry bridge monitor engaging.
You reading anything, Doctor?
Still no signs of life, Captain.
Magnify. That must be Captain Tolokka on the left. Let's look at him. Closer.
Of natural causes.
Natural causes? What in nature could cause that?
For the record, Captain, they died of old age.
We've downloaded the Lantry's log, sir. Play back the captain's log entry.
Captain's log, Stardate 42493.1. There are only 6 of us left. We've set course for the nearest Federation outpost, but I'm afraid it's too late. All attempts to analyze what is happening have failed. In the last few hours, I've watched friends grow old and die. And I've seen it happen to me. Captain Eli Tolokka, USS Lantry.
Captain Tolokka was my age, sir. Doctor.
Every member of the Lantry crew had a complete examination at the beginning of his duty cycle 8 weeks ago. They were in perfect health.
Nothing else since?
A single medical entry noting that the first officer was treated for Pelusian flu 5 days ago.
Pelusian flu?
That's an exotic but harmless rhinovirus. It couldn't have caused this.
The last port of call for the Lantry was the Darwin Genetic Research Station on Gagarin 4, 3 days ago.
Whatever happened, it could be something that the Lantry crew already had, or it could have come from Gagarin. At the very least, the people from Darwin Station deserve a warning. We may have to consider a quarantine.
You'll agree that we should quarantine the Lantry?
Absolutely.
Lieutenant, initiate the quarantine transmitters on the Lantry and activate her marker beacon. We'll need to find her again.
Aye, sir. Quarantine warning is active on all frequencies, Captain.
Extreme caution. The USS Lantry is a quarantined vessel by order of Starfleet Command. Do not board.
Set course for Gagarin 4, warp 7.
Course and speed set, sir.
Extreme caution. The USS Lantry is a quarantined vessel.
Captain's log, supplemental. We're en route to the Federation Research Station on Gagarin 4. The mere thought of a possible connection between the Lantry tragedy and the genetic research facility fills me with profound apprehension.
We're approaching Gagarin 4, Captain.
Standard orbit, Mr. Crusher.
Aye, sir.
Hailing frequencies. Open. Darwin Station. This is Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise.
Enterprise, this is Darwin Station. I'm Dr. Kingsley. We've just declared a medical emergency here. We need your help.
Dr. Kingsley, what is the nature of your emergency?
To whom am I speaking, please?
I'm Dr. Pulaski, Chief Medical Officer.
Catherine Pulaski, author of Linear Models of Viral Propagation?
That was a long time ago.
But still the standard. I can't think of anyone I'd rather be dealing with. Doctor, we're experiencing the rapid onset of geriatric phenomena. The first symptom is sudden acute arthritic inflammation. Then the aging process accelerates.
Lantry.
Dr. Pulaski, I celebrated my 35th birthday a week ago.
Doctor, we understand that Darwin Station is involved in genetic research. Is there a possible connection?
Our research here is limited to human genetics. I can assure you we're not dealing with something that got away from us. We believe that we were infected by a supply ship that was here 3 days ago.
Doctor, if you're speaking of the Lantry, we encountered it a few hours ago. All crew members were dead.
Which would seem to confirm our suspicion. Were you able to establish a pathology, Doctor?
Doctor, did you hear what I said? All the 26 men and women aboard that ship were dead.
I heard you, Captain, and the prognosis is alarming. But my immediate concern is our children.
Children?
They represent years of advanced genetic research. You must evacuate them as soon as possible.
I'm sorry, but under the circumstances, until we know what's going on, I'm imposing a full quarantine on Darwin Station.
But the children have been in protective isolation since this was detected. They show no symptoms. You cannot leave them here to die.
Doctor, our options in a quarantine situation are extremely limited. We are going to consider the possibilities. I suggest you do the same.
I recommend against contact, Captain. Number one.
I have to agree, sir. I wish there was something we could do, but the risk is too great.
Doctor.
If the children are free of disease, as Dr. Kingsley said, they should be evacuated. I would like to bring one of them aboard within a force field for a complete examination.
Counselor, do you sense anything?
Dr. Kingsley sincerely believes the children are not a threat. But she's not telling us the whole truth. I recommend caution.
We have only Dr. Kingsley's assurance that these children are not infected, whereas we have seen the results of this disease firsthand. In a case like this, I think we should err on the side of caution.
All right. We could beam up one child encased in styrolite in suspended animation. That way I could scan for possible infection without danger to ourselves or to the child.
But we don't know what we're looking for.
Exactly. And we won't until we start gathering data. Captain, that's worth some risk.
There's always risk, Doctor. Proceed with the examination. But I shall require positive proof that these children are harmless before I place any of my crew in jeopardy.
Force field's ready, Captain.
Activate. Transporter.
This is People
Brian, sir. Almost ready.
Is there a problem?
It's the Styrolite. I'm altering the delta T so the Styrolite coating materializes 2 microseconds ahead of the child. It has to be right the first time.
I'll take all the time you need.
Entering corrections now, sir. Ready, Captain.
Dr. Kingsley, are you ready to transport?
You have the coordinates. We have one 12-year-old male encased in number 6 Styrolite.
Transporter. Energize.
A trick! Transporter reverse!
One moment, Lieutenant. Whoever he is still in status.
Styrolite is intact, Captain.
Force field down.
Captain, there's a definite presence, a distinct personality. Even in stasis, it's quite strong. The child is unquestionably telepathic.
The child? This mature, we could be looking at the future of humanity.
At least Dr. Kingsley's vision of it.
Is in better health than we are. His immune system is so advanced it may not be possible for him to contract disease. I want to free him from the Styrolite.
That seems rather risky, Doctor.
I can do no further tests until he's animate.
But what if you're wrong? You saw what happened on the Lantry.
I know I'm right.
I can't expose the Enterprise until I know where this disease came from and how it is transmitted.
I realize that, Captain. Naturally, we'll establish a force field containment.
But if we lose the force field for any reason, we lose the ship. Force fields can fail, and until...
We don't have that kind of time. Now, these children can't survive in the lab once their parents are dead. Look at him, Captain. He's a human being who needs our help.
But the risk is...
Minimal.
If you can demonstrate that he is biologically harmless without risk to the crew... I'll do everything in my power to assist. And, Doctor, God knows I'm not one to discourage input, but I would appreciate it if you'd let me finish my sentences once in a while.
I don't seem to be dealing with him very well.
Why do you say that?
Well, my arguments don't seem to have any effect on him. We just end up quoting regulations to each other. He has such a consuming dedication to his ship, he doesn't seem to be able to step back to see the human side of the equation. What's the matter?
Kate, I don't think he'd be where he is if he couldn't see the human side of the equation. Perhaps the two of you aren't all that different.
What do you mean?
Let's just say you both have well-established personalities.
Dr. Kingsley, this is Kate Pulaski.
Doctor, do you have a decision?
I'm afraid it's bad news. The risk to the ship and crew is too great. Until we absolutely know the cause of the disease, the children
are harmless. Every test on them has been negative. I demand that you do something to save them. Please, Doctor. For God's sake, we haven't got much time.
Stand by. I'll get back to you. George, I need your help.
What is it, Doctor?
I need to prove that the children are harmless. I can only do that in a fail-safe environment.
The problem is there's no area of the ship that can be sealed off with absolute certainty, even with force fields.
Sick Bay has an isolated system.
But it's not possible to totally cut it off from the rest of the ship. The only truly independent environment would be something like a decelcraft.
Captain, I'd like permission to put the boy in a shuttlecraft. I can study him there without risk to anyone else.
What about you?
I'm prepared to take that risk. Someone has to breathe the same air he breathes, to touch him. I'm volunteering to make that test myself.
Doctor, you have a responsibility to this ship.
Have a responsibility to humanity.
Starfleet guidelines about contact with quarantine
vessels. You don't have to quote the rule book.
Request approved.
Captain, you certify. Approved?
I recognize that you're trying to satisfy my conditions.
Thank you.
You sent for me, Doctor.
I did, Commander. I assume you're qualified to pilot this shuttlecraft?
Certainly. I took advanced training in the operation of auxiliary space vessels at Starfleet Academy, where I received...
A more than passing grade, no doubt. Please, come aboard. We don't have much time.
Shuttle Bay 3 force field activated.
The captain approved this, Doctor.
You'll take it a few hundred meters away from the Enterprise and hold position.
Begin shuttlecraft launch sequence.
Reminding you, but you are a machine. You'll be perfectly safe.
That is by no means certain, Doctor. But I was referring to you.
Medical research is sometimes a risky business. It's all part of being human. Shall we proceed?
Ready to transport.
You have the coordinates, Chief O'Brien.
Shuttlecraft, maintain your position and stand by.
Standing by.
Transporter control, what's our status?
We have a green panel, sir.
Stand by to transport.
Aye, sir.
Energize.
Could you, Doctor? He has not said anything.
Well, yes, he has. Troy is right. He's telepathic.
Functioning within normal specifications, Doctor.
The manufacturer will be pleased to hear it. I appreciate your help, but your bedside manner needs work.
Bedside manner? Doctor?
Disease.
What can we do?
Return the boy to Darwin Station. Apparently the children are carriers.
Chief O'Brien, are you ready?
I have the original coordinates of the Darwin isolation bag, Captain.
Quickly, please.
Shuttle One, hold your position. Holding.
Stand by the transport.
It wasn't your fault.
Tell us what you need, Doctor.
There's nothing you can do, Captain. I'm not going to make myself an exception to the Darwin quarantine. Shuttle One out.
What is your condition, Doctor?
Well, exactly up to factory specs. Oh, I'm sorry. Pain is tolerable, thank you.
Shall I set course for Darwin Station?
We're already under quarantine. What do we have to lose?
We can no longer consider the Darwin Station crisis our most immediate concern. Although Dr. Pulaski's condition is inseparably linked with that emergency. Her safe return and that of Commander Data must take priority, please.
Shouldn't Dr. Pulaski be involved in this?
From what we've seen in the Lantry, Dr. Pulaski may not have time to help herself.
Well, I suggest we beam them both back onto the ship. Commander Data is most likely immune, and surely the biofilter...
Well, the transporter's biofilter won't protect us. The boy was transported twice already and still infected Dr. Pulaski.
Yeah, but couldn't we adjust the biofilter? We can alter the filter to screen out whatever it is that's causing the disease.
But we don't know what's causing the disease. We can't protect ourselves against the unknown. What we need is some kind of filter that doesn't depend on known biological factors.
We might try the trace.
The transporter trace?
Well, as you know, the transporter keeps a record of all transmissions, a pattern, if you will. Usually it's just stored for security purposes. But if we use the transporter trace to control the reconstitution process...
I don't think it's ever been tried quite that way before, but theoretically, it is possible.
I'd have to make extensive modifications.
Then do it. Seems we have no alternative.
Where will we get the trace pattern? Doctor's never used our transporter.
Never?
No, she's a woman of very strongly held opinions. What was her previous assignment?
Her last ship was the Repulse.
Bridge, Picard, contact the USS Repulse using subspace captain's priority channel.
Oh, Dr. Pulaski, I can only tell you how much I regret the burden we've imposed on you. On both of you. Commander Data is an android. He's unaffected. As for me, I chose this. I was convinced the children were safe. I still can't believe you were infected by one of our children.
The evidence is fairly conclusive.
You don't understand. They were designed to resist disease.
I think it's time we talked about that.
Let me show you something. Our ultimate achievement. The oldest is 12, and all are telekinetic. Watch. Genetically engineered. Not engineered, created. Perfect in every way. Their body structure, their musculature, their minds.
You were telling me about their immune system.
That was our masterpiece. We gave these children an aggressive immunity. The rest of us were infected by the supply ship, but they were protected.
The Lantry logs indicated that only one crewman had any illness prior to arrival here. The first officer had a mild case of Thalusian flu.
Yes, he was one of the crewmen who came in direct contact with us.
The Thalusian flu would have little effect on you, but tell me, how would they react?
Their immune system would release an active antibody that would attack the virus.
Even at a distance?
Their immune systems don't wait for a disease to attack the body. It would seek out an airborne virus and destroy it.
Destroy it? How exactly?
The antibody would adapt itself to alter the genetic code of the virus.
Commander, I want an analysis of the interaction between the Thalusian flu and the children.
On a molecular genetic level?
Oh, we don't have time for that. A genetic analysis could take months.
Not necessarily. Commander Data has a way with computers.
Sorry, Picard. We erased Dr. Pulaski's transporter pattern right after she transferred. Not that she used the transporter much. She preferred the shuttlecraft. I would have given her a shuttle if it would have kept her here.
Tell me, Taggart, if she served you as well as you say, why did you let her go?
I see you haven't run into her stubborn streak yet. As soon as she found out about an opening on the Enterprise, she put in a request for transfer. Knew your service record backward and forward. Apparently, she's been an admirer of yours for some time.
Extraordinary.
Commander, what have you got?
The answer, I believe, Doctor. The Lantry was not the source of the disease, but it was the trigger.
Trigger?
The Lantry's first officer exposed your children to Thalusian flu for the first time. Their active immune system set out to attack the virus, and once it was triggered, it kept going. The antibody created an unexpected side effect. It alters the genetic makeup of normal humans. This is a comparison of the altered and normal DNA. These are the two molecules that have been transposed.
And since our DNA is self-replicating, the process
is irreversible.
Judging from what happened on the Lantry, anyone is a carrier once they're infected.
Have you made any progress, Doctor?
I'm afraid so, Captain. The children don't carry the disease, they are the cause.
What do you mean?
Their advanced immune system has created an antibody that changes normal DNA. The altered genes are the ones that control aging.
And why did it attack you more quickly than Dr. Kingsley?
The enclosed environment of the shuttlecraft concentrated my exposure. The Lantry's first officer carried the antibody onto his ship. It had the same effect on his crew.
Right, what's the next step?
The children will survive, but the rest of us are just about out of time.
Doctor, I want you back aboard this ship. We'll beam you up in suspended animation like the boy. That will give us more time.
Captain, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but I got into this by leaving before I looked, and I won't allow you to make the same mistake. Chief, medical officer's log, this will be my final report to the Enterprise. Just as changes in evolution are known to be caused by changes in the environment, we now know the process also works in reverse. An attempt to control human evolution has resulted in a new species. It's lethal to its predecessors. The children will be condemned to live out their lives in isolation. The quarantine of the Darwin Station must be maintained forever.
Sorry, I could not be more helpful, Doctor.
You did everything you could, Commander. As androids go, you're in a class by yourself.
Doctor.
Please. Give my best to the captain.
Enterprise. Commander Data, ready to beam aboard.
She was doing.
I wish I could be certain that we'd tried everything.
Commander Data is ready to come aboard, sir.
You have the bridge, number one.
Forms present, sir. You may step down, sir.
Data, tell me.
It's good to see you again.
Thank you, sir.
Now, quickly, if the changes in Dr. Pulaski's DNA were reversed, would it be possible?
It is not reversible, sir. The subtle molecular transposition of...
Yes. But say, if it were undone, would she be normal again?
As normal as ever, sir.
You said that the transporter could be modified to filter out the changes in Dr. Pulaski.
Yes, sir, but we were unable to locate her trace pattern.
Well, what if we used a sample of her DNA? Say, from a blood test taken before she was exposed to the disease. Could that be used to filter out the genetic changes?
Well, I'd have to get into the biofilter bus and patch in a molecular matrix reader. That's no problem. But the waveform modulator will be overloaded without the regeneration limiter in the first stage circuit.
Interesting. However, theoretically...
Data.
Yes, sir.
Can you do the modifications?
I think so, sir.
Then make it so.
You heard what they said. Let's get those panels off.
A blood test, a tissue sample. Anything that would have a sample of Dr. Pulaski's original DNA.
No, sir. Her records were shipped by way of Starfleet headquarters. They have not caught up with us yet.
This is ridiculous. A cell, a single cell. Check her quarters.
Live cells.
Darwin Station, this is the Enterprise.
Go ahead, Captain. I'm here.
Doctor, we may have a solution. We have a sample of your normal DNA to use as a filter in the transporter. We think that we can beam you aboard while filtering out any of the genetic problems caused by the disease.
Interesting theory, Captain. If it works, we could use the same technique to save Dr. Kingsley and his colleagues.
I think you should know this has never been attempted before.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If I live through this, I'll have a much better understanding of genetics.
set, Chief?
Almost ready, sir. There's just one thing.
Yes.
This modification's one way only. If it doesn't work, we won't be able to reverse transport the doctor back to the planet. I'll be monitoring the medical scan. But you'll be able to tell if it's worked by watching the stack.
Dr. Pulaski, are you ready?
I suppose I am, Captain.
Here we go. Into empty space.
And spread my atoms across the galaxy.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Every time I get into the damn thing, I'm convinced that's what's going to happen. Chief Medical Officer's log, supplemental. The adults at Darwin Station have been restored to normal health using our transporter. They will remain on Gagarin 4 and continue their research in hopes of one day rejoining their children.
Impulse B.
There she is, Captain.
Scientists believe no experiment is a failure, that even a mistake advances the evolution of understanding.
Flows to 40 kilometers.
40 kilometers, I
see. But all achievement has a price. For one brief glimpse at the mysterious blueprint of human evolution, the men and women of the USS Lantry paid with their lives. Their sacrifice is thus noted in this scientist's log.
Number one. Lieutenant Worf on the photon torpedo.
Torpedo's ready, Commander.
Extreme caution. The USS Lantry is a quarantined vessel by order of Starfleet Command. Do not board.
Gentlemen.
Extreme caution. The USS Lantry is a quarantined vessel by order of Starfleet Command. Do not board.
Speed for Star Station India.
Course and speed set, sir.
Engage.